So we started this Rav Yosef Engel. I commit, Belina, that today's the last day we're going to spend on the Rav Yosef Engel, even if we don't finish it. I don't want to like drive you crazy with Rav Yosef Engel, just because I'm a meshugel d'avrecha, that I am in love with Rav Yosef Engel. Doesn't mean everyone else has to be. So we started Rav Yosef Engel again. His basic chakira is the Yisr of Truma, continuation of the Yisr of Tevel. Is the Yisr of Tevel just because there's Truma Me'urav Bo? And we saw several rayas yesterday. He brought four different rayas, but the last raya leads us into a very fast. And what we did yesterday is not just say the rayas, but try to question each of the rayas and see if they're really mukhrach, if all these rayas are really so convincing, if these rayas are really so strong. But the last raya that he brought was about nedarim, that if a person takes a nedar, and you want to say that I used my watch yesterday, let's take something else. If let's say I want to say that this book should be usher to me as a nedar, so instead of saying it should be usher to me, I could say this book should be like that carbon. And then the halachas of that carbon will transfer over b'neder to this book. But that only works if it's a davar anadur. If the carbon itself is something that's only aser because I made it aser. I made it a carbon, therefore I made it aser. It doesn't work b'davar aser. I can't say this book should be like a nevela. This book should be like a pig. Because a pig is not a davar anadur. It's something that's naturally aser. It's something that's automatically aser. It's something that I never had to make aser. So what if I say that this book should be like truma? So is that considered a davar anadur or a davar aser? So the Gemara over there says that in the darim, that if you're matvis betrumaso mutter, that it's considered a davar aser. The neder is not chal, it's considered something that's automatically aser. It's not considered something I made aser. Asks Tosos, what do you mean it's not considered something you made aser? How do you think it became truma? Someone had to make it truma. God didn't make it as truma. God made it as just produce. You then processed it, turned it into tevel, and then were mafrish and made some of it truma. So Tosos writes, no, it's not called the davar. The Rush writes rather, it's not called a davar anadur because it was always aser. It was aser even before you took the even before you made it truma. Before you made it truma, why was it aser? It was tevel. So it's that same iser. The same Mr. Devil just continued. Now it's called a different thing. It's called Truma, but it's the same basic issue. That is the idea that the Rush suggests. It says, if you have something, that's a pretty good maramakom, that you see that Truma is a continuation of the Yisr Tevel. That it's not called that you made the Yisr Truma. The Yisr Truma is a continuation of the already existing Yisr Tevel. And then he writes that Tosus asks the same kasha over there on the top of page Yud over here. He says Tosus asks the same kasha over there, that isn't truma a davar anadur, not a davar aser. V'yesh lomar mikal makom ein iser shebetruma ba al yedei afrasha. Shari kodem lakach nami ya aser mishum tevel. Ta afrasha sa truma ein akiyim lahatir. That Tosus says that truma was originally aser mishum tevel. And now it's aser mishum truma, because all you did when you're mafresh truma is that you were matir the rest of it. But the part that you're designating as truma remains aser like it was always aser. But says Rav Yosef Engel, he fixates on one word in Tosos. When Tosos asks this same kasha, he says, Vim tomar v'alo kiddushas hatruma chala al yedei dibur. The kiddusha of truma is chal through speech. The problem with the whole idea that Truma is a mere continuation of the Yisr of Tevel is that the rules of Truma don't really match the rules of Tevel. They're not the same rules. They have different halachos, rules of Tevel. So how could you say that Truma is just a continuation of the Yisr of Tevel? They're different rules entirely. Says Rav Yosef Engel, that one word, Kiddushas HaTruma, answers this question. And here Rav Yosef Engel is a Galatianer, he gets a little brisker. He says like this. He says that there are two dinim in Truma. There's a din Kedusha of Truma and a din Iser of Truma. Our whole discussion, what is Truma? Is Truma just a continuation of Tevel or is it an independent Iser? Our whole discussion is only about the Iser of Truma. But the Kedusha of Truma certainly has nothing to do with Tevel. Tevel has no Kedusha. The Kedusha of Truma is certainly something that you create when you are mafreshit. The Isser of Truma, that may have been there the whole time when it was Tevel as well. And that's just a continuation. And he says, once you view it that way, he says, now we understand all of the differences between Tevel and Truma. Meaning, you might have asked, it makes no sense that Truma should be a continuation of Tevel, because listen to these differences. If you are not a Kohen and you eat Truma, how much money do you have to pay back? Let's say you eat $100 worth of Truma and you're not a Kohen. How much money do you have to pay the Kohen? Halach is you have to pay back? What? That plus a chamesh. How much is that? Good trivia? Good. 125. A lot of people make them say things 120. 125. Let's say you eat Tevel. Do you have to be Mosif Chomesh? There's no din of being Mosif Chomesh by Tevel. Totally different din. A second din that's totally different. By Truma, you have to protect it from becoming Tameh. You have to guard it, make sure. Shmartim is Trumosi. By Tevel, there's no din that you have to protect it from becoming Tameh. By Truma, if you eat it while you're Tameh, you're in violation of a separate Isser of eating it while you're Tameh. By Tevel, there's no special Isser of eating Tevel. You're not allowed to eat Tevel, period. But there's no special Isser of eating Tevel while you're Tameh. It's no worse to eat it while you're Tameh than it is to eat it while you're Tar. By Truma, if the Truma is Tameh, you're Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim for eating it. If Tevel is Tameh, again, there's no special Isser for the Tevel itself being Tameh. By Truma, there's a din called the Shlishi L'Tuma. What's the din of Shlishi L'Tuma? So what are the levels of Tuma? So what's the highest level of Tuma? The granddaddy of all Tumas is Mace itself, Mace Atzmo. Not Tumas Mace, but Mace Atzmo. There's a difference we'll see in a second. A Mace Atzmo. Mace Atzmo is what we call a Viavos Atzmo. That's why I call it the granddaddy of Tumas. Right? A Viavos. It's the granddaddy of all Tumas. See, if you come in contact with a mace, you have then become tame with tumas mace, right? And therefore, you then become an avatuma, tame mace, which is an avatuma. The avatuma then touches food. Let's say you then touch your food. That food can become a rishon l'tuma. Let's say kalim. We can become a rishon l'tuma. You touch kalim, they become a rishon l'tuma. That kalim then touches your food. That becomes Sheini L'tumah. That food then touches other food, let's say. What's the halacha? So is there a din of Shlishi L'tumah, or do we just say, okay, now the tumah has gotten so weak, it's not tumah anymore? So the halacha is, if it's chulin, if it's regular food, it's unaffected by touching a sheini. Sheini cannot be metame, regular food. Or regular things, anything. Anything that's chulin. But truma, because it's so holy, and that which is holier is more susceptible to Tumah. It's one of the yesodos of our religion. Is where there's more Kedusha, there's more room for Tumah. So Truma, because of its elevated status of holiness, is more sensitive to even just slight remnants of Tumah. And therefore, when Truma comes in contact with the Sheni, it becomes a Shlishi. If that then touches other Truma, does that become a Revi? No. Because Truma is not holy enough to become a Revi. It's already so, the tumah is so dissipated by then, it doesn't affect it at all. But if that truma touches kachim is even holier than truma, and it's so sensitive to tuma that kachim can become a revi. Now, can tevel become a shlishi? Halach is tevel cannot become a shlishi. Tevel can become a rishon sheni, cannot become a shlishi. But Truma can. So how can you say that the whole Isser of Truma is just a continuation of the Isser of Tevel? Truma has a din shlishi. Tevel doesn't have a din shlishi. Truma has a din that you have to guard it from Tuma. Tevel doesn't have a din that you have to guard it from Tuma. Truma has a din that you're not allowed to eat it from Tuma. Tevel doesn't have a din that you're not allowed to eat it from Tuma. These are all different rules. How can you say that it's just a continuation? Says Rav Yosef Engel, beautiful. These are rules that relate to Kiddushas HaTruma. These are not rules that relate to Isser Truma. There's Tzvei Dinim in Truma. There's the Isser Truma, and there's Kedushas HaTruma. The Isser Truma may be a continuation of the Isser Tevel. Kedushas HaTruma? That only happens once you mafresh it. Then it gets its Kedusha. So as something that's holy, it's very Tuma sensitive. How do I know that holy things, holier things, are more tumma sensitive than non-holy things? Give me another example. Or where we have something that's, because it's holier, it's more susceptible to tumma, other than truma or kachim. A dead body. What did we say? What's a dead body? Aviyah vosatumma. So what are you not allowed to do with a dead body? I mean, if you're the Kohen, let's say. You're not allowed to be in the same room as it, you're not allowed to touch it, you're not allowed to hover over it, you're not allowed to have it hover over you. All these halachas of tumma. What if it's a non-Jewish dead body? Mida oraisa is not metame ba'ohel. You're allowed to be in the same room as a non-Jewish dead body, mida oraisa. The Shulchan Aruch says we're machmil chadchila. Okay, so we're machmil chadchila is a chumra, minag, that we don't allow ourselves a kohen to go in the same room as even a non-Jewish dead body. But it's just a chumra chadchila if there's ever a major tzorech, that a kohen has to, for some reason, be in the same room as a non-Jewish dead body, we'd be mekel. But it would have to be a significant tzorech. Fine. Where's all that tumah? It's a dead body. Why isn't the same level of tumah as a Jewish dead body? Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu Hashem uz mekadesh as b'mitzvosav. We have kedushas Yisrael. That which has more kedusha is more susceptible to tumah. That's always an assumption that we work with in our religion. That which is more kedusha is more susceptible to tumah. So truma is more susceptible to tumah because truma is more kodesh. By the way, just to mention, whenever we mention the different levels of tumah, it's important to point out, almost always, todoseyam lav keyotze behem. When it comes to tumah, it goes down a madrega. If something is metame something else, it always goes down a madrega. There's one exception to that rule where something's metame something else. And if you ever come up with an example where it doesn't go down a madrega, it means that the source of its tumah is not that it became tame from something else. Meaning, for example, let's say you have a zav, so, or a zav, or a nida, who's tame, right? What level of tumah is a zav nida? Is an avatuma, or an avatuma, even though they never touch a dead body, it's an avatuma. What about the actual flow of blood that comes out of them? Is it what level of tumah is that blood? So you would think, well, if it's only tameh from touching the zav, it should be, what should it be? A rishon, right? Halacha is, or a moshav, forget about the flow of blood. Let's say a zav sits on, I mean, even leaving out the meraglayim of zav, and, you know, let's say a zav sits on a chair. The chair becomes, you would think, should become a rishon, right? Because it only became tameh from the zav. But the halacha is that it's not, that it's an av. Why is it an av? It only became tumah from the zav. No, because apparently the way that tumah works is that it's not that the zav came in contact with the chair and that's why the chair is tumah. The chair is a moshav zav, and that's considered its own tumah. A tumah yotzil of migufa. That's considered the beginning of the tumah. It's not, and there could be nafkaminas in terms of how we view the tumah. Is it a tumah because it touched the zav and therefore it's transferred down? Or is it a tumah that's tumah yotzil of migufa that comes from its own essence? So a moshav zav is a moshav zav. It's not that the zav touched it and therefore it's tumah. It itself is a moshav zav. There is one place where something becomes tameh from touching something else and still does not go down a level, and that is the concept of cherev hareu kichal. Cherev hareu kichal means if a dead body touches the sword, let's say that killed it, but it's lav dafka the sword that killed it, really means any metal utensil touches a dead body, that metal utensil becomes an avi avos hatumah. Not an av hatumah, avi avos, the granddaddy of all tumas. So that's cherev hareu kichal. But even that's not really exactly like the dead body. Because let's say you have that metal instrument touches another metal instrument. Does the second metal instrument now become also an avi avos? Halacha is no. Only a mace can make a cherev hareu kechala. One cherev hareu kechala cannot make another cherev hareu kechala. So it doesn't exactly, you know, equal the same thing that a mace is. Also, there are different halachas. Is a kohen allowed to be in the same room as a metal instrument that touched a dead body? He's not in the room as the same room as a dead body. He's in the same room as a metal instrument that touched a dead body. Is the kohen allowed to do that? Halach is yes. You might think, wait, but it's avi avos atuma. No, kohen's not allowed to be in the same room as a dead body. But a Cherev Erech Chol is allowed to be in the same room as. That was Rav Gorin's brilliant chap that no one accepted the halacha, but it was a pretty brilliant chap when they founded the state of Israel. And they realized that, you know, we have our own country to run, so we're going to have to, like, have medical schools and things like that. So they wanted to figure out if there's any way for Kohanim to become doctors, to go to medical schools and be in the same room as Jewish dead bodies, Jewish cadavers. So non-Jewish cadavers, okay, some people think you could be makel with, as long as you're careful not to touch and not to hover over or whatever. Whatever. Leave that aside. But what are the Jewish cadavers? Is there any way that you could be, that a Kohen could be in the same room as a Jewish cadaver? So Rav Gorin had this great chav. If it's not correct, la halacha, but it's a great chav. He said, well, if you have a metal instrument that touches a dead body, right? What happens to that metal instrument? It becomes avyevo stuma, cherev erech chol. Let's say you're touching one dead body already, and there's no way to avoid it. It's wrapped around you, it's crazy glued to you, you can't avoid it. You're touching it, and you can't get your arm off of it. Are you then allowed to touch it with the other hand another dead body? So halach is yes. While a Kohen is still touching one body, he's allowed to touch another body. Now, he shouldn't be touching that, but he can't help it. He's an honest. There's nothing that he can do about it. So while he's touching one body, he's allowed to touch another body. So now, says Rav Gorin, is a Kohen allowed to touch a cherev erech chol, a metal instrument that was in a room with a dead body? Yes. When a Kohen is already touching a cherev erech chol, is there any issur in him touching a dead body? Probably not, because he's already touching one dead body. So there's no issur in it, right? Touching that cherev erech chol, that metal instrument, is like he's touching a dead body. So there would be no issur in him touching another dead body, right? Yeah, but there's no issur in him touching. He's not stuck to it, but there's no issur in him touching it. He's allowed to touch. It's a watch. A watch that a dead body wore, or that was on a dead body. It's a metal watch. There's no issue in him touching a watch. So while he's touching that, he should be allowed to touch another dead body. So Senator Gorin, have a simple eitzah to allow. Take, get a box of metal pens, dump it all over a dead body, clean them up, and give each Cohen on his admittance to medical school, you know, on his way into anatomy class, this pen to hold in his pocket, or to hold in his hand. And he'll be holding that pen the whole time, and he can touch the cadaver and do whatever he wants with the cadaver. Achat, right? Totally incorrect, la'alacha. But a brilliant chat. Why is it, right? Sounds too good. It sounds good. I sold you. Yeah. So, it's incorrect, la'alacha, because the pashtus is that the isser of a Kohen touching a dead body would apply even if he's touching a cherev erech chol. It doesn't apply if he's touching a body, but it applies if he's touching cherev erech. Cherev erech chol is not mamish a body. Like we said, it doesn't make another cherev erech chol. So it would be awesome for a Kohen who's already touching a cherev erech chol to touch a dead body. So yeah, that's why we don't accept Rav Gorin's psak lahalacha. I have a very close friend who went to medical school in America, but he's a Kohen, and he's a very firm guy. So I once asked him, like, how did you do anatomy? What did you do? So he said that he asked Rabbi Tendler, and Rabbi Tendler is of the opinion that if your dream, your lifelong dream was to always be a doctor, and you could be a great doctor, and you could do great things, that's enough of a shas hachak to allow to be in the same room as a non-Jewish dead body. But not to touch a non-Jewish dead body, that's against the halacha. So Rabbi Tendler told him, if you can manage to make it through anatomy class without ever touching the cadaver, then you're okay. And the way they do it is they don't assign each student to one cadaver. They assign like three or four students to a single cadaver. So they'll have one guy whose job it is to do all the slicing, another one whose job it is to do all the pulling the organs out or whatever, another one whose job it is to take the notes and to like direct. So his job was director in his group. He got other firm people in his group who understood that he couldn't, normally you rotate, you know, you don't always do the same. He was always the director. And Rabbi Tendler said to him, if you're going to try this, you have to be very makbid to be really good at anatomy. Because if you're not like at the top of your class in anatomy, they're going to realize something's wrong and they're going to make you start doing things. So you have to be at the top of your class. So he said he was second in his class in Einstein in anatomy. He said that he got an email from the head of the department or something. we're doing a dissection of a cadaver for visiting students. You're the top of the class. We want you to come do the dissection for the visiting students. So he's like, oh, it's my grandmother's birthday. Like, he came up with some excuse why he couldn't go. But he was that good that he was able to get by the whole time. Rav Shechta thought that the whole thing doesn't work. That's not a good enough excuse to be in the same room as a dead body, even a non-Jew. So he wasn't. He thought it's chil Hashem for a kohen to go to medical school, period. He thought a kohen shouldn't go to medical school. So, but whatever. Rav Tandler gave him that etzah. So, okay. So that's the great chiddush. Rav Yosef Engel says the difference between Isser Truma and Kedushas Truma. These are two totally different things. So the Isser Truma is what we're talking about. But then he says that it's very difficult to say, it's very difficult to suggest that the entire Isser of Truma is only a function of the Isser Tevel, because they're different psukim. And if they come from different psukim, how do you say that they're really the same Isser, that one's a continuation of the other? Things that are totally different psukim, you can't just say one is a continuation of the other. So Rav Yosef Engel says, you might want to say, but what do you mean? So what, they're different psukim? The underlying reason for it is the same. The underlying, says, yeah, but lo darshin and time of dekra. We don't get to determine what the underlying reason is and therefore affect the halacha and affect our analysis of the halacha based on the time of dekra. And therefore he says, at the bottom of page Yod, the bottom left-hand side, ad ko dibarnu b'inyan isser truma. Up until this point, we've discussed the isser of truma. He says, but now maybe we should discuss the Isser of Tevel. Because Rashi in Yevamos writes that you know why Tevel is Asr, and he quoted this Rashi in Yevamos in the previous paragraph, that Tevel is only Asr Mishum Mipnei Truma Hamu'ureves. Because Tevel has Truma that's mixed into it. Truma Hamu'ureves Ba. So it sounds from Rashi that it's not that the Isser of Truma is a continuation of the Isser of Tevel. The Isser of Tevel is a precursor to the Isser of Truma. That the reason Tevel is Asr is because there is Truma in that Tevel. That's how he understands it. So Tosus asks on Rashi, if that were the case, Tevel should be Mutter for a Kohen. Meaning if Tevel is only a precursor to the Isser of Truma, and the whole reason Tevel is Asr is because there's Truma there, well, the Kohen's allowed to eat Truma, so Kohen should be allowed to eat Tevel. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So says Rav Yosef Engel that maybe, to answer Rashi, maybe you could suggest that Eino Chinami, Tevel is a precursor to Truma. But sometimes you have certain things that take on a certain Kedusha and become Mutter at a certain point. For example, he gives the example. You have kudshim. You bring a karban. When are you allowed to eat the meat of a karban that you bring? So the halacha is, by most karbanos, by a kudshim kalim, let's say, the basar becomes mutter, and a kudshim also, the basar becomes mutter, b'sha zrika. What's the zrika? Zrika is when you sprinkle the blood in the mizbech. So think about it. Think about the process. You're in the base of Mikdash. You have this little animal, cute little animal, right? And you shecht it for a carbon. So you bring it right near the Mizbeach, you tie it down with the ring that's, you know, set in the floor over there, you hold it, that holds it down. You do the shechita, blood starts squirting all over the place. You have one of those cups to catch the blood from the neck of the animal. Now you have two things. You have a cup of blood and you have the animal. Now the cup of blood may be put aside somewhere for the Kohen to do Zrika. Shechita's Ksher Bazar, right? So even a non-Kohen could do the shechita. So let's say you're the Bayim of the Korban, you want to do your own Shechita. The Kohen has the cup of blood. Now you got this this animal, and different people may be involved in different parts of it. So the Kohen has got the blood, may have a million other things he's got to do in the meantime. So he may not be Zorik the Dam right away on the Mizbeach. Meanwhile, they start working on the animal. So what do they have to do to the animal now? It's already been shechted. What do they have to do to it? Well, they got to skin it. They got to be Menatech. They got to cut the parts into its multiple parts. And they gotta take the parts that go on the Mizbeach, burn those on the Mizbeach. And then there are parts that you're allowed to eat. So you're presented with the parts that say Karman Shlom. Bailam's allowed to eat it. So he's presented with the parts that he's allowed to eat. So now he's got the parts of his Karman that he could eat. Delicious, ready for lunch. What does he have to make sure that he does before he eats it? He's got to make sure that that dam was Nizrak, that that blood was already sprinkled on the Mizbech. If the blood was not sprinkled on the Mizbech, he cannot partake of this meat. Can't partake of the Karban. Well, why not? It's too holy? What do you mean? It's going to be holy after the Zrika also. It's still Kachem. It doesn't lose its Kachem status after the Zrika. It's Kodesh the whole time. But sometimes, apparently, when you're dealing with holy items, there's a mitzvah you have to do on the holy item that's matir achila, that allows you to eat it. It's not that it's any more holy or less holy or whatever. It was just as holy before, but there's a mitzvah that needs to be done in order to be matir the achila. So says Rav Yosef Engel, maybe that's what's going on with the truma. What's the isser of tevel? Tevel may be an isser of truma mu'ravo, like Rashi says, that there's truma mixed in. But you're not, the Kohen is not going to be allowed to eat that Shruma Hamu'uravbo, that Tevel, until you do the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? It's not Zrika by Tevel. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Hafrasha. The mitzvah is to designate, okay, this is the actual Truma. And then when the Bailam actually eats it, he's eating Mishulchan Gavoa. The whole thing was Kodesh the whole time and remains Kodesh. It's just that Hashem says, you can't have it. I'm willing to share this food of mine with you, Hashem says. But you can't have it until you do this mitzvah. So by Karbanos, we certainly say Mishulchan Gavoa Kazach. We certainly say this concept, that the food belongs to Hashem, and He's sharing it with the Bailim. Question is, can you really say that by Truma? What's this concept of Mishulchan Gavoa Kazach? We have this discussion. There's a Machlokas Tanaim when it comes to Maaser Sheni. What's the rule of Maaser Sheni? You're mafresh Maaser Sheni, then what do you have to do with your Maaser Sheni? You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So what's the vart in bringing Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eating it there? You can't eat it outside. I'm outside Yerushalayim, I can't eat it. I step in, oh, now I can eat it. What's the story? Why is that the case? So there are two shittos in Tanaim. One shittah in Tanaim is, it's my food. It's all mine. The Maaser Sheni is mine. But Hashem says that there's an iser, just like you're not allowed to eat chazer, you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni chutz Yerushalayim. There's an iser, even chametz. Well, chametz is a bad example, but there are certain foods. Any food in the world is mine. My whole cabinet, my whole pantry is full of food. But there's an iser, I'm not allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur. So just like there are certain zmanim that you're not allowed to eat certain things, there's certain mekomos that you're not allowed to eat something, but it's yours. The other way to view it is, no. It's not my food. Maaser Sheni, I give my Truma to a Kohen, my Maaser Rishon to a Levi, and my Maaser Sheni to Hashem. Maaser Sheni is Hashem's food. And Hashem says, you know what? When you come to my house, when you come to Yerushalayim, I'm willing to share my food with you. You're going to be allowed to eat Hashem's food. Momen Gavav. It's Mishulchan Gavav Kazachi, so to speak. That your Hashem is sharing His Momen Gavav with you. What's a nafkamina? A nafkamina would be, let's say you take your Maaser Sheni and your Mekadesh Nisha with it. You find a nice girl in Yerushalayim, and you're Mekadesh with your Maaser Sheni food. Is she Mekadeshes? If it's your food, yes. If it's Hashem's food, no. So by Karbanos, Kachim Kalim, let's say, you bring Karban Shlamim, you get to eat a good part of the Karban Shlamim. That's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazach. So are we saying the same thing about Truma in defending Rashi? Is it possible that the same is true about Truma? That's how Truma works? That Truma is Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu? That really it's Hashem's food. And Hashem says, once you do the mitzvah, you've now been matir that food ba'achila so long as you're a Kohen. Is that what's really happening? So he says that if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumos, this is on page 20 over here, in the bottom of the right-hand column. So if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, Hilchos Trumos Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Tes, V'chein Aser Len Sheyachtavu Trumos HaMaisos V'afilu Lishol Chelkon B'Pien Aser. A Kohen is not allowed to grab his chelek of Truma, even to ask for it. Elonotlin B'Kavod, it has to be taken in a dignified way. She'al Shulchan HaMakom Hein Ochlin, because they are eating on the table of the Lord. They are drinking on the table of God. Umatonos elu la'Hashem heim. These matonos are for Hashem. V'hu zoch lehen. And he just has a kinyan in them. Shenemar avin yisati l'chas m'sharas shumasi. Says Rav Yosef Engel, see, Rambam's mamish, like it's ki'ilu, he's using the lashon, he's mamish, right by the, right, so close to using the exact lashon, mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Al shulchan amakom, shulchan Hashem. Sounds like he's saying the same thing works when it comes to truma. However, okay, we're going to have to skip around a little bit. He says, achara iyun, after really looking into it, he says, this yashavti, I realized the ef shalom or klal the achilas hakoyin b'truma inena achilas hadyot. You can't say a kohen eating truma is mishulchan gavara, because it is his, and a kohen can be mekadesh anisha with it, and he can use it to buy avadim and karkos and beimetamei and all sorts of things. By kachim we say it's mishulchan gavara. Truma has to be shalom. He says also to Beferish Gemar in Yevamos Pei Zayin that a Kohenes goes back to Beis Avia when, let's say, a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael and then she gets divorced. She can go back to her father's house and eat his Truma, but she cannot go back to her father's house and eat his Kodshim, his Chaz of Ashok. Why? Because the Chaz of Ashok, the Kodshim that belongs to the Kohen, the Matnas Kuna that you give from a Karban, that belongs to Hashem. That's Mishulchan Gavala. But the Truma is not Mishulchan Gavala. So therefore, it turns out to be a major tzoruch iyun on that Rambam. Why does the Rambam use that expression, Mishulchan Gavala? Okay, so we'll leave it there. It's obviously a much longer piece and a lot more very nice things to say. Tomorrow, I'm still not sure whether I want to do more stuff on this topic in the Rishonim, in the Ritva, in the Aruch Hashulchan. Maybe we'll move on to Kamlei B'drabminei. Maybe we'll spend a day on Kamlei B'drabminei. See, I'm still not sure. I'll let you know tomorrow morning, hopefully.